you've been in this industry for like 20 plus years. How have you seen this artistic medium transform and evolve over the years?
So the first change that's really technical that everybody had to grapple with starting about 10 years ago was the transfer from 35 millimeter film to digital. And that caused a tremendous sea change in how we see films, how films were shot, how films literally were transported from one place to another. What it did was it also reduced the cost of filmmaking in certain areas. The other thing is about content. I think with the introduction of the oh-so-famous internet, all of a sudden the world became a much smaller place. For the first time in history, people from all over the world had fairly immediate access to every place else in the world. There were no borders any longer about things they might want to learn. Their exposure to other cultures was as deep and as wide as they wanted to make it. So how we interacted with each other globally has really significantly changed what we expect from a story and storytelling and the content.
What do you want Aspen audiences to take away from this year's film festival?
The whole idea behind it is to provoke conversation. You can't please everybody all the time. That's just not possible. And that's why I think we have a very varied program with all of the documentaries and the global cinema and the dramas, all of that. We've tried to provide a really rich and deep menu so that there's at least one or two things there for every interest. And so I think what I'd like for them to come away with is enjoyment, is pleasure, is to feel that they've had an experience that they will remember and that they want to talk about on the way to the car or over dinner with their friends that came with them. That's what I want to provide to provoke the next stage of their experience.
That was Jane Schodel, Director of Programming for Aspen Film's 39th Annual Aspen Film Fest. I'm Claire Woodcock at the Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.